Texte numéro 86. There's no good reason to go ahead with fracking in the UK. The UK government's approval for fracking wells in Lancashire flies in the face of all evidence and international climate treaties. Indeed, fracking protests and facts have been ignored as the new UK government under Prime Minister Theresa May has given the go-ahead for 4 exploratory fracking wells to be drilled in Lancashire, overriding a local decision not to approve the wells because of the noise and traffic they would create. It's a bad idea for many reasons. For starters, we already have far more fossil fuel than we can afford to burn. If we are serious about tackling climate change, we have to leave most reserves underground. Even if we stopped burning coal immediately, there is enough oil and gas in currently exploited reserves to take the world past 1.5 degrees centigrade of warming, the aspirational limit set by the Paris Climate Agreement. That's just the reserve we are already tapping, not counting those discovered but not yet exploited. Countries that continue to encourage further exploration for fossil fuels, as this UK decision is doing, either don't understand the implications of the Paris Agreement or, worse, don't care. It's true that if shale gas were used to replace coal, it could reduce emissions and act as a bridge fuel to renewable energy. But shale gas is not going to replace coal in the UK because the country is on course to meet its pledge to phase out coal by 2025, well before shale gas production begins in earnest. By contrast, coal use has already fallen by 2/3 this year alone, compared with the same period last year. In fact, over the past summer, the country has got more of its electricity from solar than from coal. Fracking in GB means creating an industry that has no future. Shale gas will have to be rapidly phased out after 2030, the Committee on Climate Change has also concluded. That's just over 13 years away now. Why invest in infrastructure that will have to be abandoned and train people to do jobs that will have to be cut? There are many other reasons why going all out for fracking is a bad idea. For instance, there is a risk of water supplies being contaminated by fracking wastes, as has happened in the US. Former Prime Minister David Cameron promised that tighter regulations would prevent this ever happening in the UK, but it later emerged he had lobbied to prevent the EU imposing strict regulations. Last but not least, fracking might not even be economically viable if gas prices remain as low as they are. So why is the government so gung-ho for fracking? Adapted from New Scientist, October 2016.